Artist Arnul Olcan has spent a year capturing the images of Turkey's victims of enforced disappearances. Rights groups say most of these people vanished during the 1990s as part of the Turkish state's war against Kurdish separatists. Olcan painstakingly superimposes black and white pictures of the missing onto small marble blocks. Olcan says he chose this type of stone for symbolic reasons.
Marble is associated with death, but at the same time it refers to the representation of worldly presence from a different perspective. Having a gravestone means that you've existed in this world and you continue to exist. However, these disappeared people have no graves. I wanted to represent this, and I used the marble in a sense to call them back to earth.
Some of the disappeared were businessmen suspected of supporting the Kurdish rebels. Others were human rights defenders and villagers. Among the youngest, a shepherd boy called Davut Altulkaynak, who rights groups say was taken from his bed in the 1990s by security forces and never seen again. Olcan's work is supported by the Turkish rights group Hafize Merkezi, which documents and reports enforced disappearances. The marble images were exhibited as part of the International Week of the Disappeared. Kerem Çiftçioğlu is the communications officer of Hafize Merkezi. He says they decided to use art as a way of expressing the enormity of the crime.
We usually, as human rights organizations, express ourselves through words, texts, and narrative forms, and very analytically, with social science tools, with legal tools. Here we want to translate those to a more artistic form of expression, and we want people to actually confront with these faces.
Relatives of the disappeared were among those who visited the exhibition. Mikhail Kubaya carefully surveys the hundreds of faces arranged on shelves in the exhibition hall. He's looking for his brother, Cemil, who vanished after being taken by security forces in the 1980s after a military coup. Kubaya says he has mixed feelings about the exhibition.
It's beautiful work, but I wish it didn't exist. I wish we didn't have to see Cemil here, but instead could see him alive and happy among us. It's so sad to see these people whose lives were taken by the state, whose first and foremost duty must be to protect lives. It's so difficult for us to express ourselves, so I'm thankful this artwork does that.
During a peace process between the government and Kurdish rebels, the authorities launched an investigation into the disappeared. That resulted in the prosecution of a few security officers. But when the peace talks collapsed 4 years ago, most cases hit a dead end. Attending the exhibition is Sezgin Tanrıkoğlu, the deputy leader of the main opposition, CHP party. Before becoming a member of parliament, he was a human rights lawyer and says the exhibition is timely.
This exhibition reminds us not to forget. There are more than a few people depicted who I know. I worked for them as a lawyer. There are a few whose relatives I know. Our culture is established on amnesia, because if there is no justice, there is no peace, and you can't build a future on that. I wish we could draw a lesson from all these incidents of enforced disappearances and prevent it from happening again. But for the last 3 months, I've been looking for 6 people who disappeared in Turkey. 6 people. Because we couldn't draw a lesson from the past, because justice was never served. There is impunity.
The organizers of the exhibition hope to keep up pressure to find the disappeared. They also want those responsible to be held accountable and ensure that enforced disappearances never happen again. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.